إن الحمد لله الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, know that all things in this universe are under the authority and power and qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All objects that ascend the skies, all things that crawl on the earth, every fingerprint on every human being's hand, every leaf that falls from a tree, it is in the knowledge and power and destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Inna كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. We have created everything with power and control and destiny. Allah has full power over the sun and the moon. Allah says, هو الذي جعل لكم الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا. Allah is the one who placed the sun as a lantern and the moon as a reflection of light. So all of these things are the signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this event, the eclipse that we have before us, a similar eclipse took place in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people came to him and they said, perhaps this eclipse is because your son Ibrahim died. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, no. Ash-shamsu wal-qamru ayatani min ayatillah. The sun and the moon are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَخْصِفَانِي لِأَحَدٍ. They do not make eclipse for any person. These great and mighty signs of Allah, beloved brothers in Islam, they remind us of a number of important points. Briefly, the first is that when we see this eclipse and this event, we should hasten to the istighfar. We should run to make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because just as he has eclipsed the moon, he could punish us and send his wrath upon us. Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish them when you, the Messenger, are among them and his sunnah is amongst them. And Allah will not punish them as long as they are making istighfar. So number one, we should run and hasten to make istighfar, to ask Allah for forgiveness and tawbah. Number two, when we see the likes of this eclipse, we should waken up and awaken to the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ, when he saw even clouds moving in the sky, his face would be serious, he would run home and pray, and he would have fear and khashya of Allah. So seeing this eclipse should waken us up, this should bring us and to realize the power of Allah. Allah says, we do not send signs except to strike fear into the hearts of people. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِآيَاتٍ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. We send our signs to send fear into the hearts of people if we pay heed. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the third is that we have to hold our religion upright. Allah says, الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believers, men and women, they are helpers of one another. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. So we have to command good and forbid evil in order to ward off the harm and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says that we should also stay away from those things that He has forbidden. Allah says, ظَهْرَ الْفَسَادِ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Allah says that evil has become manifest on earth and on ocean because of what of the hands that people have done evil with. The evil that we have done is bringing fasad on the earth. So we should hasten to make tawbah and stop making sin on Allah's earth. Sixthly, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to be fearful of disobeying Allah at all times, especially openly boasting of sin, because this is when the wrath of Allah will come upon a people. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there was going to come tribulation and punishment and wrath. And the Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, and there are going to be righteous people amongst them? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, yes, if evil is done openly. So beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to run away from committing sin, especially if open. And seventh, we have to humble ourselves in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says He sends wrath and punishment, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. He sends His wrath and punishment so people will humble themselves, so that they will turn to Him in humility. And finally, we have to give charity and help the poor and give sadaqah. Inshallah, Allah will forgive us for all of the sins that we are doing. May Allah help us to stop all of our sins and to obey Him always, inshallah. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم تب علينا توبة نصوحة يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر حينا وميتنا اللهم ارحم موتانا واشفي مرضانا يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم انصر الإسلام في كل مكان يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وحد بين صفوفهم بالقرآن والسنة يا كريم يا الله اللهم أبعد عنا العذاب اللهم أبعد عنا العذاب اللهم تب علينا في هذه الليلة في ليلتنا هذه يا رب العالمين في ساعتنا هذا يا رب اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين وجزاكم الله خيرا. May Allah reward all of you for coming inshallah and reviving the sunnah inshallah. Eclipse prayer. جزاكم الله خير.